Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my topless younger sister in the hot tub. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married 19 years, and we have 2 teenage daughters. My husband has seen it all, and he has adjusted to bras and the laundry, makeup all over the house, and he doesn't mind buying special items for the girls. The girls are totally in love with my younger sister, who's 24 and carefree. She's a nail tech, and she's probably sleeping with an older man because she drives an expensive car that her, quote, man bought. She's a free spirit with a big personality and big wild hair. My husband jokingly calls her a weirdo, and she calls him a nerd. Saturday, she took the girls to a concert, and they got in late, so my sister slept on our couch. She woke up and made coffee, and I cooked breakfast. My husband had said he was going to sit in the hot tub for a few minutes because his back was hurting. When the breakfast was ready, I assumed my sister was getting dressed, so I yelled for her and my daughters to come eat. I was headed out back to get my husband, and I saw the back of my sister's head. She was in the hot tub with my husband, and they were having a conversation about budgeting. But she was topless. She had her triple D's sitting on top of the water, surrounded by bubbles. She nor my husband thought that anything was wrong with it. He tried to calm me down, but I chased her wet behind all across the backyard until my teenagers caught up with me and told me to stop. I can't believe that she is that clueless. My husband said he wasn't aroused in the least bit. What kind of fool do they think I am? How could he not be turned on? Is that even possible? Please advise. Okay. Whether she says she knew it or not, and of course she did, a baby sis was out of line, period. She knew what she was doing. I mean, what heterosexual man would not be turned on by a topless woman double D's in the hot tub with him? At that point, he's no longer looking at her as your little sister. He's looking at her and her boobs. If he wasn't excited, like he said, why didn't he tell her to put her top on? He should have gotten out of the hot tub and gone in the house. I mean, she's grown. She has a man. She knows what men like. She's your sister, not his. It's disrespectful. It's shameful, especially with you and the kids in the house. You're not wrong in how you feel. You're not wrong in what you did when you chased her around. You reacted like any wife would have. She should be glad that you didn't do anything else, like beat her behind. Steve, come on.
Rather open and shut case.
Yeah.
My topless younger sister in the hot tub. Y'all been, you and your husband married 19 years. Two teenage daughters, and you have a younger sister who's 24 years old and carefree. And the girls, your two teenage girls, are absolutely in love with her. Now, this is where you start to learning about it. You say that your younger sister's a nail tech, and she's probably sleeping with an older man because she drives an expensive car that her man bought. Okay. I guess he could be older, but, you know, it don't necessarily have to be, but let's just say that's true. She's a free spirit, big personality, big wild hair. Now, she a nail tech, big wild hair, free spirit. It's all that her hair. And you refer to her as big wild hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think you want to put a lot more on this girl so you can get to the bottom of this letter. She big wild hair. Keep in mind, big wild hair. All right. My husbandly jokingly calls her a weirdo and she calls him a nerd. That is called deflection. You little weirdo with that big old hair and them big old, hey, weirdo. Yeah, you a nerd. Okay. Well, if you got double D's,
triple.
You've noticed it before we got in this hot tub.
Yeah. She got triple D's.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that right now. Because just being on the show with you all for all these years, you know, that's
finish
just
the letter,
cause y'all
please.
On the show. And that's all I'm, just y'all
turn
on the
around
show.
And just,
you know, that's what this says about it, you know. So anyway, Saturday she took the girls to a concert. They got in late, so your sister slept on the couch. She woke up, made coffee. I cooked breakfast. My husband said he was going to go sit in the hot tub for a few minutes because his back was hurting. Now, I don't know if she heard that then or if after she made the coffee, she was in the hot tub. I don't know who got in there first, but somebody got in there first. And somebody knew the other one was in there. Either he looked out there and saw her out there with the coffee, or she decided to go out there after he made the announcement he was going to get in it because he hurt his back. So my husband said he was going to sit in the hot tub for a few minutes because his back was hurting. When breakfast was ready, I assumed my sister was getting dressed. Well, you got that right. You got the dress part right, but you just misunderstood. I yelled for her and my daughters to come eat. I was headed out back to get my husband, and I saw the back of my sister's head. She was in the hot tub with my husband. They was having a conversation about button, and she was topless. Well, you just said you assumed your sister was getting dressed. Well, no, but she was getting undressed.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my topless younger sister in the hot tub. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that could last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is my topless younger sister in the hot tub.
Well, let's just get to this part of it right here. Your husband knows you have this younger sister. She's 24. Y'all got two teenage daughters that just love her. One night, then your husband refers to her as a weirdo, and she refers to your husband as a nerd. I think that's deflection.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she got triple D's and she got big hair. And she got this car she driving that you think a older man bought for. So obviously, homegirl know what she doing.
Yeah.
She know how to use what God gave her for evil purposes. So anyway.
That's what it's for.
She took the girls to a concert one night, and so she got in late. They slept on the couch. She woke up, the 24-year-old, and made some coffee. I cooked breakfast. My husband said he was going to go sit in the hot tub a few minutes because his back was hurting. When the breakfast was ready, I assumed my sister was getting dressed, so I yelled for her and the daughters to come eat. I was heading out back to get my husband. I saw the back of my sister's head. She was in the hot tub with my husband, and they was having a conversation about budgeting. But she was topless. She had her triple D sitting on top of the water surrounded by bubbles. She nor my husband thought anything was wrong with it. Well, I know your husband gotta act like ain't nothing wrong. So this is what I think happened, sister. I think your husband got in the tub first because his back was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
She heard that and went, oh, they got a hot tub? I'm gonna go out here and get in it too. But she took her top off. So I don't think your husband is to blame here. I think he got in there first. He tried to calm me down, but I chased her wet behind all across the backyard until my teenagers caught up with me and told me to stop. I can't believe she is that clueless. She's not. Ain't no woman took their top off in front of no man and didn't think that was supposed to be some type of reaction.
Come on.
That's impossible. So she's not clueless. She know what she's doing. She took that same top off and got that car.
A nice car, too. Didn't she say an expensive car? Yeah.
It's them triple D's that keep her working as a nail tech, because while she been over doing these nails, you better believe them customers is going, Lord have mercy, look at him. My husband said he wasn't aroused in the least bit.
Oh, God.
What kind of fool do they think I am? How could he not be turned on? Is that even possible? Please advise. Yes, it is possible to not be turned on.
Oh.
It is possible.
How?
Breast can't do it. Just breast. I've seen some women with some incredible sizes and not been attracted at all. So, yes, it can happen. What? Here the problem, though. They was in a hot tub.
Hot tub?
And it was bubbles. Now, once you put bubbles on them, I don't care who you are, they look 85% better. Bubbles. And then it's that sound, too, that gurgling sound. And I'm just telling you right now, while you was chasing her around that backyard, he had to stay in that hot tub. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Nowhere in this letter did it say he got out the hot tub to help chase her down. He got in that hot tub and let that hot water do what it needed to do so he could get back to normal.
Calm him down.
Yeah. And then the fighting, you chasing her, that's a buzz killer too, so that helped. Then his daughter come out in the backyard. All that helped to help him regulate himself. So by the time he stood up out the hot tub, his back wasn't hurting and he was just thanking the Lord. Now, was she clueless? No, she was not. She knew exactly what she was doing. Did you have every right to chase around the backyard? Yeah. And I don't know what kind of budgeting they was talking about, but I'm telling you what, them numbers wasn't making no damn sense. I can tell you that right now. Because he kept saying two and both of them. You know, he just kept saying that over and over.
He kept saying what, Steve?
Two and both of them.
That was the budgeting they were talking
about. You know, you can save two times your money. And you can double down on your money in the stock market. You know, sometimes you can triple your money.
Triple, yeah.
Yeah, and you could, them D's is when you double down. You know, all of his references was them breasts bubbling in that water.
Right.
So, yeah, you can be not be turned on. That's possible. But was he? I don't know if he was. Now, she say your husband is nerd, but he ain't that big a nerd. He got two babies.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Ain't nobody that big a nerd. And she 24 and she knew what she was doing.
But
so
why
I don't
would
know
she,
what's happening.
The issue is why would she do that? Why?
Because she's dumb. She used to get in her way, and she was going to sit out there and try and see what she could get away. This was just, I don't think they've done anything up until now, but she baiting him, though, trying to see what he'll do. She might need another car. Maybe she need a car fixed. You know, if you got an expensive car. Well, a lot of people don't know about expensive cars is maintenance. You can buy the Range Rover, but you got to be ready for the Range Rover bill. Because it don't cost, you can't go to Jiffy Lube and get that one done. Ain't no $10 oil change on the Range Rover.
All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.